Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es dem Ei, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitzi Peirois Baderach. This person finds Peirois en route. These are Peirois that are Nigmra Malachtam. In other words, they're past the stage where whatever was done with these Peirois has created the Chi of Meiser. I don't know where they come from. It could be they come from an Amma Aretz, and therefore they have a din of Demai. Unatol, and he takes them. Lachlan, teed it. Vinimlach. Changes his mind. He decides he's not going to eat it, rather lehatznia. Wants to put it away. He doesn't want it. But as explained over here in the Tveris Yisrael, the Chazanish discusses it as well, you can't stamp, throw it back down on the road. That would be bezayin eichlin. So he puts it away on the side, he like hides it off to the side, but he leaves them there for hefker. So the Mishnah lo yatznia, you can't just put it away on the side, atshiyasa, because you cannot be mafkir peres demai. When you picked up these peres to eat it, you were zeichet through a kinyan hagbal, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. At this point, you can't just say they're hefker and leave it. You have to first separate nicers. However, the imit chilin etalim, when he first picked it up, it wasn't to eat it, but he lifted it only b'shvil shalayav, which shouldn't be discarded, because here on the road, somebody would have stepped on it, kicked it away, who knows what would have happened. Animals come by. But he was never mechavin, never had in mind to be zaychit when he picked it up. He just picked it up to put it on the side where it would be safe, because that's the halacha when you pass food. You're not supposed to leave it on the street. Perhaps you've learned it. Ein mavir in ala eichlin. You don't just pass by food and leave it in a makam b'zayin. You have to put it away. Put it aside where it's going to be protected. That's what he meant to do to start with. Again, the mitchilif, to start with netal, and he only picked them up b'shvul shalayev, they shouldn't get lost. He was never mechavin to be zaychit, pater, he's pater to take off meisers. He was never zaychan, and he doesn't have the chiv to meiser it. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, kal davar shein odem reshoi lemachrei demai. Anything you're not allowed to sell as demai. Like we learned earlier, if you're not selling large amounts, you have to first separate meisers. Lo yishlach lechaveiro demai. You can't give it away as a gift as well without first taking off meisers. But if it's a large amount, just like we learned, you can sell a large amount. You just have to inform the buyer he has to take off maaseris. The same is true for a gift. If you're giving a large amount, so whatever is true for selling demai is also true for giving demai. But what's the din if it's not demai? What's the din if it's vaday tevel? It's not a question of tfuah that was bought from an Amma Aretz. No, I know for sure. No maaseris were taken from this. So Rabbi Yossi matir bevaday. Rabbi Yossi says, and you can send even a small amount of tevel as a gift, as a matana, a bulvachi yedienu, as long as you let him know. Here, I'm giving you a gift, but I'm telling you as a fact that no maestros were taken from it. I don't understand. Shouldn't we be more machmir with tevel than demai? How could it be? If I give a small amount of demai, I have to first take off maestros. And if I'm giving him vaday tevel, then it's okay. I don't have to take off the maestros as long as I tell him. And the answer is Rabbi Yossi holds that because Tevel is such a serious Isser, Amnetzkid is going to forget. He's going to let the person know. But by Demai, he doesn't think it's really so important. It could be he's going to forget to tell him. And therefore, if it's a small amount, I say, no. Just like if you sell this kind of an amount, you have to first separate the Maestros according to the Halachis of Demai. The same is true for giving it. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah here, Mishnah Gimel, if someone finds peiros en route and he takes it to eat it, picks it up, thinks he's going to eat it, then he changes his mind and he says, let me put it away in a side place, can't just leave it on the road, can't be mevaza oichlim, same is true, we said if you pass food on the street, you have to move it over to a protected place, emevirin ala oichlim, but once you picked it up thinking you're going to eat it, you are kainit, and therefore you can't put it away until you first take off maestris. If you lechatchila picked it up just to protect the eichel, but you never intended to take it, then you can just put it down without taking off maestris. Then we learned in our Mishnah, if you're not allowed to sell it as demai, because it's a small amount, and you can't send it to your friend. Even if it's just a gift, you're not selling it. You have to first separate the maestris that you have to according to the halachis of demai. Rabbi Yossi says, interestingly enough, if it's not demai, but it's mamish tevel, in other words, I know for sure no maestros were taken from it. So here I'm not scared you're going to forget to tell him, and therefore you can give it as a gift, whether it's a small amount or a large amount, as long as you inform the person getting the gift that he has to take off Maisris.